Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Explains a lot. A lot of people think you got shoulder herpes now, so they hopefully you get that fixed. But again, it's forever. It's not going anywhere.
You can still live a normal life.
Yeah.
I'm going to have surgery and get rid of this, what's called a...
Shoulder herpes?
I can't even joke about it because something's
going to
happen.
He's
I just felt to go...
Ooh. No, I know.
Oh, really? You want me to dislocate?
No. I know that feeling, bro. I waited 2 years before my surgery.
You did?
Yeah, and it was bad. It was bad. It would come out. Oh, it's terrible.
I'll wait 2 months and then I'll have it. I said, when can I have it? He goes, I can get you Tuesday. Whoa. Not maybe that much. This is the first thing I don't have to have a catheter, do I?
See, mine was way different, though.
No, you don't have to have a catheter. Why would you ask that? Because I'm not doing anything that requires a catheter. I'm just telling you right now.
White Magic is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, White Magic?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Did that fight with AJ ever go down? I missed it.
We're not inaccurate, right? That was you that had beef with AJ.
No, that's correct. That's correct. But I heard he's in like 3 fights right now. So I'm not really sure if he has time.
Who else is fighting? Is AJ fighting?
I heard he's fighting obesity. I heard he's fighting gout. Somebody else said he was fighting diabetes. So I don't think he has time.
None of that's accurate. None of that's accurate, dude. I thought maybe y'all had squashed it. Apparently not. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. Are you allowed within like 100 feet of a school with those shoulder herpes? I heard there was a new law or something.
Listen to what John says. John tried to back away from some comments that were attributed to him. I don't know if he made them or not. They're saying he made them.
I didn't make them. It was another John.
People are saying that on the streets. I don't know what
happened. I don't know what the hell that meant.
Yes, I'm allowed by schools with a dislocated shoulder.
Hmm.
Well, I seen on the news where they said, you know, you can't come within 100 feet of school with shoulder herpes.
That's not true.
Within 100 feet, I'm calling 222 tips.
That's not true. And John made that up.
No.
Okay. Hey, real quick on the Rockets, though, guys. Look, the Rockets didn't win that game. The Thunder lost. That was a horrible. For one, Gallinari shouldn't have shot the free throw. CP3 should have shot the free throw. I don't know why they put Gallinari on the line. And that last play, that last inbounds play with 1 point whatever on the clock was terrible. They were looking for the kickback to Shai. They should have ran a stagger over the top for CP3 or Shai, one of the two. That was terrible. The Rockets didn't win. The Thunder lost. I didn't get this.
Yeah, no, listen, that play was – and why Steven Adams is even on the floor. You limit it to 3 guys that can actually catch the basketball. I mean, that's just – I don't know. Billy Donovan, you're right, though. He did not have a good series. He didn't have a good night. He didn't have a good series at all. So, but you got to get, hey, Rockets made plays.
Yeah, I mean.
Rockets made the plays and they didn't.
Shout out to PJ who had missed a three and then the previous possession, I'm not sure. And then he got a guy in the air and got into the paint and made a, by the way, you know what gave the Rockets the lead? A mid-range jumper by PJ.
Yeah.
Or runner, whatever you want to call it.
I wanted to say like Daryl Moore. Oh, see, Daryl?
Well,
see,
and we've talked about this before. I mean, and it's in poker. I mean, you could play wild, and you're going in, and everybody's scared of you, and you keep throwing chips in the middle, and they fold because you don't have crap and whatnot. But at some point, you got to change your style. At some point, you got to be more conservative. At some point, you got to go, I'm going to hold on to these chips. At some point, you got to take better shots than just jacking up a three all the time. And PJ Tucker did exactly that. He had a chance to just throw up a three. Instead, he moved in closer and hit the basket. It's like, whoa, like the sun shone through all of a sudden. Whoa! Are you kidding me? That was awesome. And you know who else was off? Who we haven't even mentioned, and somebody mentioned this on Twitter, is Robert Covington.
Yeah,
he played great. Now, did you see CP3? CP3 was like, oh, well, let me get just set this screen. So as soon as Covington was set up, he was like, everybody get out of the way because I want to take Covington.
Got him. Got him.
I got the guy I want. And he worked Covington, and Covington was like, what the hell? But offensively, Covington hit some huge shots. When other threes weren't going down, Covington was knocking them down. You got to give him big ups. Covington played well last night.
But to the point that you're making, so we're going to have Kevin Connor on from The Ringer. Wrote a great article entitled, it's well worth watching because it's an evergreen article. It's irrelevant that Game 7 was played. It's a story about the Rockets, basically, and James Harden. The Rockets' fate in Game 7 and beyond is in James Harden's hands. Harden's legacy, Houston's postseason, and the futures of Mike D'Antoni, Daryl Morey, and more all hinge on their superstar's performance against Chris Paul and the Thunder. Well, see, here's the thing. James played bad. And James played nervous. James played timid. But they still have another series because they won. I agree with White Magic, though. I don't feel like the Rockets won it. I mean, you can't point to the guy who helped them win the game other than James made a block. But they really, it was really bad. You know, Jimmy Butler made a really terrible play at the end of the Heat game. You had Eric Gordon making bad plays with the ball. Chris Paul making, the point guard, making bad decisions with the basketball. And really, you know, that one ball could have been stolen. The very last play, the last set of offensive plays for him before the ball got, you know, thrown out by Lou Dort, that ball could have been stolen. He'd made a bad decision. I think it was Daniel House maybe or Covington, one of those guys, almost stole that ball on the wing when he tried to drive right and make a pass. But this is what Kevin O'Connor talks about that I thought's interesting. He said variety is the word that team executives and coaches have been using lately to describe which coaching approaches are most successful. People around the league wonder why the Rockets don't unlock the mid-range late in the clock or late in the game. There are countless moments when a defender is just sitting on the three-point line or when defenders know not to fear the mid-range pull-up on the drive at all. And then he goes on to say, those shots may not be statistically more valuable than a spot-up three, but now that nobody expects it to be coming, it should be a wide-open chance, especially for Harden. He's a 24.6% shooter from three in the fourth quarter and overtime of playoff games over the past 5 years. Once again, when it's the fourth quarter, James is shooting 24.6%. Playoffs and overtimes, I mean, I'm sorry, fourth quarter and overtimes in playoff games the last 5 years. That is terrible, and that's in line with the... So don't tell me about, you know, and they in the Rockets broadcast yesterday, which I watched early on, they had how many points, rebounds, and assists James averages in the playoffs, and that looks really good, 31.6 and all that. And he is going to get your rebounds and assists. You know, there's no question. I mean, James can still facilitate and get people looks whenever he wants. There's no question about that. And there's definitely value in that. When guys are knocking down threes and they're coming from passes from James, hey, you know, you got to give him credit for that. But those stats do not match clutch play, and James did nothing to help himself with the clutch play stuff. We know that more times than not, you know, he got cooked in games 5 and 6, or was it 4 and 6 defensively at the end of games by guys driving right by him. So, but he had a huge block yesterday, a huge block. But it's not going to change. That block doesn't save James's legacy. That's not a legacy-saving block.
No, because these stats are all added to the legacy, and it's going to be forgotten. Listen, we're going to remember James played like crap. He did make a play defensively, but he played like crap again in an elimination game.
But you will forget that.
And it adds to those stats.
But you will forget that if he gets by the Lakers and plays great.
Oh, well, that changes. Well, no. Absolutely. I mean, that's another piece. I don't know that you'll still forget elimination game, James, but it certainly helps his cause in postseason, James. Absolutely.
You forgot about John Elway, the guy who got blasted in playoff games.
Well, getting by the Lakers is not winning a Super Bowl.
No, but what I'm saying,
if they get to the conference championship again with the Clippers and they lose, then they got to the conference. They didn't get to the finals.
But if he were to beat Lakers and Clippers And then win a title?
Oh, well,
yeah. If he yes, just, if he
well,
just
that's a, well, guys, now yeah. that's a whole different yes, story. Yeah. If he, you right, didn't guys. Say that.
Well, you didn't even mention that that could happen.
Yes, oh. it's possible. Yes, oh. if he wins the next three rounds,
well, let's see what
things will change.
Well, let's see the possibility of that at my bookie.
You mean the fifth best let's team see, in
let's
basketball?
See, let's see the Did they my look bookie like the fifth odds.
Best or they were since fourth
you,
best.
Well, if you're going to put that, let's see what kind of odds you can get on that.
They're going to be better than you think.
Well, no, they're. What do you what do you mean? You're going to be better than I think?
Plus 1,000.
That's
10 to 1.
Oh, 10 to 1 isn't good.
10 to 1.
What do you mean better than I think?
10 to 1 is sixth.
10 to 1 is sixth.
Yeah,
they've got the sixth best odds.
Yeah, I mean Clippers are 2.4 to 1. Lakers are 2.5 to 1. Celtics are now 4.5. They're the ones who have jumped up. Milwaukee Bucks are now 6, which makes sense. Well, they're down 0-2. The Miami Heat. 6 to 1. At some point, are people going to take the Heat serious? Or, I mean, they're a great 3-point shooting team. They have an alpha. They've got guys who play their roles, like Bam Adebayo, for example. And then you got Rockets at 10 to 1, Raptors 10 to 1, Nuggets. I'm sorry, Raptors 17 to 1, Nuggets 30 to 1. 10 to 1's not bad for the Rockets. They actually had better odds going into the bubble. To be honest with you, you had, I mean, it was relative to how many teams were there.
Well, plus you've seen how they played against Oklahoma City. So you're like, they're not as good as we thought they were. This series did not instill confidence in any better or.
In the Western Conference, Rockets are, to win the Western Conference, the Rockets are 6 to 1. That's not crazy.
No.
Even for the Clippers.
Yeah, but what are the Clippers in the Lakers?
Plus 110, plus 130, yeah, plus
right,
600.
Right. Can we get Ken in here before we take a break? On the other side, he said, man, you're just.
Sorry, if you didn't listen to the numbers guy, we could have got Ken
commercial
in.
Commercial Nazi.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
You said the bad word.
You just can't call people Nazis, yeah, you're not John.
Supposed- well, tell
I was,
you act.
I was told as in America, we just can't use that word and call people that.
Oh, soup Nazi? You can't say soup Nazi?
Yeah, you say that.
How long ago?
Oh, yeah, guess
culture?
What?
How long ago?
I
was
saw
the
him
show?
Doing a Boomer Naturals commercial, okay?
I saw that.
No, he did a Boomer Naturals commercial just.
No, but how long ago was soup Nazi? You don't just call people. You can't just call people Nazis
you're a
anymore, John.
Nazi. That's all I'm saying.
Wrong. How about we talk about a great car dealership?
What? That's Chastang Ford. Doesn't want peeps. Love Patrick, Joe, all the great people over there. They are really, really, really nice. I'm telling you, you are going to really like them because they do care. They do care about getting you that car at the best price that they will work their ass off. They will work the deal. They'll get all of the rebates and everything they possibly can from Ford. You're dealing with people that really, really do want to put you in that Ford car or truck at the best price they possibly can. And, oh, by the way, service it better than anybody too. You don't have to leave your home. If you've got an issue at home, your car, something's wrong with it, you don't want to bring it to the dealership, they'll pick it up, they'll fix it, sanitize it, and bring it back. That's the kind of service that you're talking about. And then you can buy your car from home. Chastang Ford at home. Chastang at home. And you can go to ChastangFord.com, pick everything out, and actually check out where the other dealerships, no, you're going to have to come in, sir, because they want to upsell you. They've got all these dealer add-ons. They've got all kinds of stuff. And by the time you get out of there, you're like, wow, it's not the price that I thought it was. Chastang doesn't want to start a relationship with you like that. And I'm telling you, if you buy from Chastang Ford, you're going to be back. I'm going to be back. I'm going to go back. My next car will be from there. Yours will too. So all you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com or get to the dealership. It's clean. You can go there. They social distance. They're going to make sure that you're safe as well at the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. ChastangFord.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.
You're
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:15, and the Houston Rockets are moving on to play the LA Lakers. And while we've talked a lot about James Harden and what he didn't do, he did get a block at the end of the game on Lu Dort. Very John Starks, very Olajuwon John Starks-ish. Very Olajuwon John Starks. Just different angle, different side of the court. But that was a big play for James to make that. Rockets did not make winning offensive plays the last 2 minutes, but either did the great closeout, the closeout Oklahoma City Thunder. They did nothing to close out that game. So we have a lot more to talk about over the next couple weeks. You also have this. Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer is going to join us to talk some basketball. He had a really interesting article on Harden and the Rockets and Morey and D'Antoni that I strongly, highly recommend. I retweeted it yesterday. It's definitely worth going back and looking at. Something else in The Ringer today, John, they have an article about Laremy Tunsil and negotiating his own contract. And he said basically that, you know, it talks about the process of coming to the final idea that he would be the one to negotiate his own contract. And he said he negotiated directly with Bill O'Brien through Zoom. And the writer talks about how Russell Okung did his own and did a really bad one. The deal got voided after a year. Richard Sherman had one with incredibly hard to reach incentives, and it wasn't a very good deal, but he's played well enough that he's earned a lot of the incentives. This is where it goes, and that gets to Tunsil's contract. Tunsil's contract is the best of them all, and it's hard to see how he could have done better with representation. He was scheduled to make $10.4 million in 2020, the last year of his rookie deal. He signed a three-year $66 million extension with $50 million guaranteed and $40 million guaranteed at signing, making him the highest-paid left tackle in the NFL. His guaranteed number of $40 million also set a new standard for offensive linemen, eclipsing a previous high-water mark of $36.3 million by Trent Brown. So, in other words, it went up 10%. It went up 10%. Tunsil also solved an idiosyncrasy at the tackle market. Before his deal, the two highest-paid tackles in the NFL, Brown and Lane Johnson, were right tackles. This is unusual. But he said the annual salary of the highest-paid left tackle's deal was on average 13.7% higher than that of a right tackle. For Tunsil to remedy that imbalance, his deal would need to average just under $20.5 million a year. His $22 million annual salary exceeded that and is 22% greater than Johnson's salary. In other words, the Texans took contractual precedent, and were able to completely throw it in the garbage and get worked. So when Deshaun comes up, get ready for the same deal. 3 years. And by the way, you don't even have Tunsil long term. You're going to have to pay him again.
No, just 3 years.
Just 3 years.
Dude's going to get paid again.
Yep.
And it starts at 22. If he stays here, it starts at 22. And possibly much greater. So we're going to talk. Well, we got the other writer from The Ringer on.
Kevin O'Connor, yeah.
Kevin O'Connor is going to join us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5, talking about that Rocket story he did yesterday. Go to The Ringer and read it. Good stuff. Ken is here. What's going on, Ken?
Good morning. Real quick, I have a funny story to tell you guys about brutally honest surgeons. But since it's rag on trash-ass Lance Day, I was the guy that recommended that Danish Aquavit to the Blitz. So I did kind of want to bring up the fact that you kind of backed out and were supposed to take a shot there.
No,
and
I wasn't supposed to. What's it called?
Malort.
Oh, you had the Malort. No, I know that. But the day that they did the Aquavit, I remember they got on you on the Twitch. But regardless, I just had to kind of rib on you a little bit.
Yeah, they wanted me to take, like, I was supposed to come in here and take bad shots with them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Am I on the clock for bad shots? Because last time I checked, I don't take bad shots. Maybe you didn't check. But, I don't shine shoes anymore and take bad shots. Ugh.
I was at LeChane's the other night. I did about three or four OGDs.
OGDs aren't great.
Nope. They're not great. I like them.
Yeah.
I didn't like them yesterday morning.
My little surgeon story, I did a kidney transplant a few years ago for a buddy of mine. And so I donated my kidney to him. And about a week before the surgery, the surgeon comes in, and he's a USC graduate. So he kind of has a very kind of California stereotypical laid-back surfer mentality, or kind of persona, I guess. And we're going over it, and he said, listen, now, I know this is like a life-altering day in your life, but I just want you to know, like, for the rest of us, it's just another Tuesday at the office. So you don't have anything to worry about. Hmm. And I was just like, you know, I think I'm okay with that, but I have a feeling there's a lot of patients that if you're that flippant with them right before a transplant surgery, they might not react very well.
Really? This is just another Tuesday? Dude, this is the Super Bowl for me, okay? My one shot. So pick it up. Pick up your game. It ain't Tuesday. It's my surgery.
Let's not make too big a deal about this, okay?
No. Man, no. I don't want my surgeon being that flip. It's just another day at the office. What?
No, my surgeon is, or my orthopedic doctor, he's good. He's good. He said, man, this is like, this thing is, you're almost sure. But no doctor likes to give you the, like, no doctor's going to give you the 100% thing. Mm-hmm. Every doctor knows not to do that because they know, oh, what if it's not 100%? So he told me, it's happened like twice where this surgery has failed. I'm like, okay. And I'm immediately thinking about, did they get a refund or is there a warranty?
It's like in TV shows where the police officer's like, when the victim's like, please promise me you'll catch this guy. And the police officer's like, I'll promise you. And his partner's like, we don't promise people that. That's what the doctors are like. Hey, we can't promise you. We'll do our best. We'll do our best. Lance, with your shoulder herpes, what are we looking at as far
no
as
one
surgery?
No one calls it that.
We're calling it that. Well, it's shoulder herpes. It's
no one forever. Calls it shoulder. You can't let John just put herpes on the end of, do you have a headache? You have headache herpes.
No,
but a headache brain forever, herpes, he would say.
This is forever. You got shoulder herpes.
What if somebody hurts their knee and their knee is bad for a long time?
You got knee herpes.
Knee herpes. What are you going to do?
Don't you have foot herpes too?
Yeah. No, I don't have foot herpes.
You kind of do.
I'm not riddled with herpes.
Oh, by the way, everyone, Lance is riddled with herpes.
No, I'm not. I have a foot. And I already said, if I hit my deductible, which takes forever, I'm like, man, we better make sure this credit card's ready to better warm that credit card up, Nick.
Let me ask you something, since you say you don't have herpes. You hurt your foot.
Because I don't have herpes.
How long ago did you hurt your foot?
17. No.
You think
18?
Caught, his shoulder caught it from his foot?
2018.
No, but he says he doesn't have herpes. His foot got hurt in 18. And do you have flare-ups every now and again with your foot that it hurts more than other days?
No.
That's a lie. We've seen it.
It's not true.
You have foot herpes.
That's
too.
A different thing.
You have random flare-ups. Yes, you do. Just like herpes.
I just got this text. Shoulder herpes. I think I'd rather get corona. That bleep never goes away.
That's what I said. That's your
not
problem.
True. I'm having surgery. It's going to go away.
Can you say my name is Lance Zerline and I have shoulder herpes?
No.
No?
My shoulder.
You should be.
My
should
shoulder
be the,
issue is going to go away eventually.
You should be the spokesperson for this.
And if it doesn't, I'm not going to tell you guys.
We're going to be able to tell.
I'm just going to act like it is.
No, we can see you because the pain that runs through you, you can't hide. We've seen it.
It's not comfortable. No. Sitting in this chair, like,
you're
honestly, I need a completely different chair.
You're very poor at hiding it.
Yeah.
Your shoulder herpes. It is 713-780-3776. Scott wants to get in here and talk about his surgery. What's up, Scott?
What's going on? Hey, yeah, that shoulder surgery is no joke, and it doesn't always work. I've had to have it four times.
Hang up on me. I don't need.
The
yeah. Hang up on
worked.
Scott.
I mean,
hang up on Scott. He's got a bad. This is mine, a. Li- these mine, are lies.
Mine didn't work either. By the way, my shoulder.
He had a bad
up.
Doctor.
Scott
it,
said
mine's not rotator cuff. By the way, so that's why it's supposed to be highly successful.
He said the fourth time worked. You missed it.
Rotator,
while you're yelling
but
at
y'all
him.
Have rotator cuff. I don't have rotator cuff.
You have herpes of the shoulder.
I don't have. There's
would,
not.
Would
such
you
a
rather
thing.
Me call it?
Call Dr. Fulick. Let's see what he says.
Do you think it would be better for him if we called it shoulder herpes or herpes of the shoulder? Which one works for you best?
It's shoulder herpes. I mean, it's like saying University of Texas or Texas University.
Well, they don't like Texas
Ooh,
University. They
TU?
Don't like
is it TU or UT?
I feel like.
What do you mean, is it TU? Well, you're not supposed to say that.
Hey, I hear a lot of Aggies
that's
saying
a slur.
TU.
That's a slur.
I hear a lot of Aggies.
That's a
they
slur.
They say this, TU.
That's a slur.
Okay.
You're not supposed to say that.
No, you're not.
I'm saying.
You're not supposed to say that.
824 ESPN.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's get Rockets callers back up and
so,
edit hype.
So John,
you're not even going to mention the Astros?
How about John? Oh, yeah. How about Christian Javier?
Christian Javier is fantastic.
How about that?
I tell you what. for as much as I know that this season's not really going to go anywhere, it's just not really coming together. We know what it looks like when a season comes together, and this ain't it. But I'll tell you what, it's been fun to see Fromber. He did it again two nights ago. Put in good work. Fromber.
All right, name your Christian most pleasant Javier. Surprises so far.
Fromber.
Ooh, I say Tucker.
Mine's been Fromber because Fromber looked like
you still don't want Tucker, to admit Tucker.
Well, no, Tucker has been a nice. I mean, Tucker's been a nice power
you hate
surprise.
Tucker. You're Tucker
what, is
hater.
He hitting 350 or what is he hitting right now?
Tucker hater.
Is he even a, is he 900 OPS?
I don't believe so.
But Fromber, Tucker's untouchable.
But he still could have been a bust. And well, he. Oh, by the way, he hadn't lived up to that status. Right now, though, you've got
Fromber,
a lot of hope for that dude.
No, in the back of your mind, you still think, well, the Astros make him untouchable
however,
for a reason. Fromber, I had no inkling that Fromber could be this.
Well, no, but we've seen Fromber pitch well before.
Not like this. Fromber's not throwing. He's not walking everybody.
No, right. No. He's much better. There's no question about it. He turned a corner. There's no question. Fromber and Javier.
Is that a surprise for you? Pleasant surprise with Tucker? Yeah. I thought you thought Tucker was going to be great the whole time. This
well,
should just
but,
be just another
day. He had to do
day.
It, though. He
Did you think
to,
Fromber was?
He had to do it, though.
Fromber's got a 258 right now.
Mm-hmm.
A 1-1 whip. I mean, the numbers. You know, he's only 6 years old. I mean, this is fantastic. His numbers are just really
He's going to be coming
really
up on
good.
Arbitration, though. So, you got that.
Is he?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's been around 3 years now.
Yeah, I guess so. 48 strikeouts to 45 innings pitched. He's got 12 walks. It's 4-1 ratio. He's never even been 2-1.
Yeah.
He's never even been 2-1, and he's 4-1 this year.
That's great. LZ, shoulder herpes. JG, liver herpes. And Dell, regular herpes. Thanks, sexy granny.
Yeah, that's
brutal. Granny, actually,
that's accurate and fair.
That's not really true, because granny and I got tested, and...
No herpes?
Came out great. No herpes.
Huh.
I mean, she's got other issues, but not
I heard
herpes.
Different, but all right. Art said you had...
I heard what Art said, but Art didn't see the test results. I did.
So, I was happy for you, Dell, but I don't want to be happy for you.
Why don't... I know, understand that.
Right?
That's fine. I
so,
get it.
So, I hate it, but I'll tell you what. You know what? Somebody said earlier, tweeted earlier, is this Miami team put together the way the Rockets should be?
What do you mean?
And the answer is absolutely. Well, you want to talk about some shooters?
Yeah.
I mean, Hero and Robinson.
Draft picks and Hero and Adebayo.
And Butler. And, I mean, you want to talk. This Miami team would be perfect for D'Antoni.
Yes, because there's ball movement. There's unselfishness. They have multiple 3-and-D guys on the roster. Sorry about it, though. Those guys are my guys, not your guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and I think they have a distinct coaching advantage as well, which is helping Eric Spoelstra. Now, he had, I think, a week to prepare, but he is in Budenholzer's kitchen. And as good as the Bucks were, a half-court game is not their best bet to win. They need it frenetic. We talked about the last couple minutes of the Rockets-Thunder game where it's frenetic. The Bucks thrive in that. The Heat aren't so great. You put it in a half-court game where you can get Goran on a pick-and-roll. Goran, I mean Dragic, who's been great. Another 20-point game for him. Maybe the best player in the second round. It's only been only two series in the second round, but he's been really, really good. This team has come together.
Yeah. I'm just worried they got too many white guys to win it all.
What do you mean?
They're international players.
Well, no. Hero and Duncan are.
Robinson, Hero.
But Olenek's Canadian. Does that count as international?
Yes. He's still a white
guy. Yes. Can you get there right
Dragic
now?
Dragic is still a white guy.
Hold on. You get to Canada right now?
No.
That's international.
But he said. He
and they're said, trying to build a wall and keep all of us
they
out.
They got a wall.
They do have a wall.
The wall's up.
That's bullcrap.
The Heat.
I want in.
The Heat have two.
I don't want to go there.
Basic Screw white Canada. Guys, as John would call them, and two international white guys.
Yeah, that's still white guys.
And Myers Leonard, who's a. Just a straight up white guy who doesn't play anymore.
No, he doesn't play.
No. He started quite a bit, but didn't play anymore.
No. When they got rid of Hassan Whiteside,
imagine that.
Things turned.
Imagine that. I mean, his PER numbers would tell you he's really good. If you watch him, I'm glad he's so great. Because that means Bam gets a start. Bam's an all star, finished second and most improved player. I mean, before the year, people around Spoelstra is like, man, you feel better. You look energized. Mm. He didn't say it out loud, but he's like, Hassan's not on the team. I feel pretty good.
I'm watching Malika Andrews on. She's a pretty girl. How many guys shooting her shot right now in the
John,
bubble?
John, how about we? She's just. How about she's just great at her job?
But she's a pretty girl. She can't be a pretty girl too.
Yeah, but I don't. I don't. Believe,
you know, NBA players shoot
a
shot.
I don't believe women in sports want to be boiled down to look how pretty she is.
Well, it's okay. Look
I'm
how
quite
ugly
certain
she
after I had
look
the
how NFL, ugly she is. After how many, well, how many guys shoot
a
shot?
I was in a diversity meeting with women at NFL Network, including. You know, on air, and they're like, they 100% don't want anything that John's been, and they in fact told horror stories about it. Where I was listening for, and then Joe, I was with Joe Thomas in the Zoom, and Joe was like, what can we do to be allies? And what? And they go, and let me tell you this story. They all had horror stories. Like every time we go in there to do an interview, you know, we don't want guys to be thinking about how they can get with us and do this and that. So, yeah John. You
I don't want to get with your misogyny.
Your misogyny herpes. No. Your misogyny herpes are too much this morning.
He definitely has misogyny herpes. And you remember Mary?
It's not going away, is it?
When
it's
John, herpes. When John said he was an ally.
Are you though?
Once again, Malika Andrews would say.
Are you though?
I am.
Are you?
Are you though?
I'm just asking a question that is on everybody's mind.
It was.
No, it's not.
Everybody's. It's on your mind.
What question is that?
How many guys are trying to shoot their shot?
That did not cross my mind at all. It hasn't crossed my mind ever.
My thoughts are how.
Well, a third of the people are asking this. Okay, a that's a big percentage.
Where'd you get that number from?
One out of three here.
Okay. In this case, yes.
Sample size.
There it is.
Important.
831 ESPN 97.5. Hey, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Look, if you're looking for a wonderful way to play and win and get paid, that's my peeps over at mybookie. I'm on. I've got my bets down. I got University of Houston winning the AAC. Guess what that's paying? 40-1. Suck it, my bookie, when I win. Okay? Listen, you're going to pay me. That's right. And I'm not worried about it. You know what happens when I win? They pay. And you will too. What I need you to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You put in promo code radio. They're going to match your initial deposit, which means that you've got double to play with. Put in 1,000, you got 2,000. Put in 100, you got 200. Whatever it is that you want to put in, you do it. All I want you to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They got all the bets you could possibly want and plenty more. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 834 ESPN 97.5. We still got peeps that want to get in. How about that? 713-780-3776. See, after game 7, I think people, they want to talk about it. Let's go. This is a place where you can do it. 713-780-3776.
Look at the board.
Oh, yeah. They want to talk about surgery and girl TV. Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Go ahead. Terry, you there? Terry's no longer with us. Terry didn't put it in reverse. He got blown up by the fireworks.
Yes, if you guys don't know where that's from, it's a video where a guy in a wheelchair is being harassed. I don't know what you call it, but the fireworks are being lit, and they're all around him, and some guy yells, "What? Well, this.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Todd wants to talk about girls on TV. What do you say, Todd?
How y'all doing this morning, guys?
Good, man. How are you doing?
All right, man. I forget the young lady's name that y'all were just talking about.
Malika Andrews.
Yeah, she is easy on the eyes, to say the least. But, okay, so to that point, let's take a Lance look at this, Mr. Numbers guy here. So I reckon about what a salary is for a mid-level TV personality or something of that nature that is a female. Reckon about what that salary is. You know, don't like talking about other people's money. But if you look at even an Eric Gordon, right? Because pretty much all NBA contracts are fully guaranteed. So even an Eric Gordon makes, what, like $18 million a year?
Yeah.
What's the longevity
of a personality's career on average. I mean, you have your exceptions that get, you know, franchise gets a big deal and they're on TV forever. But for your mid-level, what's normally about how long that lasts? Now, you talk about the players hitting on the women. If you're looking long-term strategy here, there might be something to the other way around. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, certainly if you marry a player, you're getting, you know, you get all that comes with it, too, though, now. You get all that fidelity thing.
I don't know if women in sports want to be put in the lane where you got a job, but look, if you snag yourself a baller, you're taken care of. I don't know if that's the way things go. And how often does that actually happen?
Well, listen. You know, have you ever heard of groupies?
That's my point.
There's a lot of thirsty girls out there looking for that.
That's my point. I don't believe the women who will tell you they've worked hard to get in these positions want to be classified as groupies.
No. Obviously not. But there are more than a few that have been sideline reporters or whatnot that actually have married athletes.
What's the number? I'm asked. I don't know. Who are they? Do you know of any?
Yeah, the Boston Red Sox girl. She married.
I remember her.
Yeah.
Okay. Did Joe Smith marry Allie LaForce because she's got long term potential bet longer than him?
Joe probably makes more than Allie LaForce does.
Where did they meet?
Not over their careers, I bet.
Oh yeah. How
much is Joe Smith making?
Joe Smith's been around for a while now, dude. He's
so
he's
is
made
Allie LaForce.
Yeah, but you're not talking about major league money.
Well, major league what minimum? He made $3 million this year. That's pretty good. Well, no, he didn't.
He would have if there was a full year.
Yeah, right.
And he opted out, too.
Right. No, major league money is different than sideline reporter money. Much different.
Well, yeah.
There's no degrading.
By the way.
And oh, by the way, you know, a lot, you don't hear from the, you haven't heard from the Jill Arringtons. Now, some of them stick around for quite a while and do a great job. And are really, really good at what they do. But if you get the job, and a lot of times you get the job with your looks, that fades.
Yeah, but that's also, like, it depends on your news company and agency. Shelley Smith has been in it for a long time.
She's never got the job for her looks.
Yeah,
then she never got the job for her looks either. I'm talking about if you got the job for your looks. That's different.
Yeah, but I think a lot of those women, you're going to see it really change. If they're very, very good at their job. And there are some sides, I think Cassidy Hubbard is excellent.
Yeah, and Michelle Tafoya.
I think most of Erin Andrews
has been around for a while. She got the job
really
because she looked really good.
But she's also good at her job.
No, she is. I didn't say that. But there's in a lot of instances, you can name a lot of girls that have come and gone.
There's a lot of guys who have, too. Just go look at all of Channel 2.
They've got
to be pretty over there.
We can remove the whole sports reporter aspect of it. TV means you have to be an attractive person, male or female.
That's a TV thing.
No matter what, it absolutely
is.
No matter what region of TV you're in, whether you're a television actor, movie actor, attractiveness helps. But I think your talent means you stay in the game long.
That's exactly right.
And by the way, as far as Joe Smith is concerned, over his career, made $41
million. Yeah.
Joe Smith?
Allie LaForce has not made $41 million, I'm guaranteeing.
No, but she'll be performing a lot longer than he will.
Well, Joe Smith's been in the league since 07.
Oh, yeah, but it takes a long time as a reporter to make $41 million. So,
well,
I'm taking Joe Smith.
As a reporter.
Yeah.
Since we're in the midst of this weird conversation, yeah, Joe Smith is the earner, if we're going to compare the two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Allie LaForce is an American journalist, model and beauty pageant title holder.
Hmm.
Oh, that doesn't help. But she's actually, I think Allie LaForce, to me, Allie LaForce is one
Phyllis George was Miss America. I mean, that's how it started. Phyllis George and
Jane Kennedy. Both of them were also very talented and qualified. Like, I think most women on the sideline you see, and I can speak for the NFL Network people, Jane Slater's excellent. I think Jane Slater's excellent. I think Kim Jones is really good as well. She's from Penn State, did the Penn State stuff. She's a veteran out there. Lisa Salters is really good. I think most of the women in these positions are pretty doggone talented.
Yeah.
And I think Allie LaForce, I've said this before, I think Allie LaForce is really good. I think she is excellent, asks great questions, is very quick to alter questions based on answer, you know, the follow-ups. Follow-up question is the ultimate.
It tells you whether how informed you are.
I don't tell which one, which sideline reporters, men or women, have preset questions.
You know what? At the biggest level, the highest level, the CBS and the ABC, and they have producers.
Yeah.
They have producers that are. And, you know, but if you are good, you can conduct an interview on your own without that help and actually make it conversational as opposed to just the questions that were written out for you.
Generally, male or female, I don't think you rise to the level where we're seeing you on a national basis if you're not a talented person.
No.
Not when you're on ESPN during the playoffs.
It's always been a truth. For TV, they want you to look a certain way.
Yeah, male
that's
and female.
It's always been a truth. Both.
Absolutely. 842 ESPN 97.5.
How long do you think Allie LaForce has been doing sportscasting?
A while now.
Since 2011.
That's almost a decade now.
Yeah. She's put some time in.
Yeah, she's good.
31.
She started.
So she started when she was 22.
In college, she was doing Mid-American stuff, and she went to Ohio University, so that makes sense. Mid-American conference team. We got a question about for you, Lance. I don't know if you're still on this.
It's about shoulder herpes.
It's about Kay Adams.
Okay.
How'd she get her job? Because she's wonderful.
She was sidelined. So she did. I think she got in through fantasy football with NBC Universal, Roto World, NBC Universal. That's where she, because I started hearing her name pop up, and she was doing stuff with Josh. What's Josh's name? Josh Norris over there doing fantasy football. I think she got her start from fantasy football, as a matter of fact. Kay looks fine, too.
Yeah.
Kay is.
No. That didn't hurt,
Kay's
I'm
easy
sure.
on the ice, too.
And hiring her.
What do you want me to say? I think she does good on Good Morning Football, too.
She does great. 843, although we never see her because we're here. 843 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about peeps over Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals.
I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
They do that, yeah. You're not?
I'm not allowed to do the boomer thing anymore.
Why? You're
the wife heard me doing the boomer. Texas is back. We're back.
Well, how can you talk about Texas is back when we're talking about Boomer Naturals?
Are they in
Boomer
Oklahoma?
Naturals.
They're not an Oklahoma company, are they?
No.
No. Actually, it's about the boomer generation. What were they called?
Okay, Boomer Naturals. Boomers.
Baby boomers. That's what it started. And they have all the products for that as well. So if you're a baby boomer and you need products, whatever product it is that you need when you're a baby boomer, then all you got to do is go to Boomer Naturals because they got that too. But we're talking about the face masks right now. And we have testimony after testimony after testimony about, first of all, protection. Secondly, breathability. Those are two huge components of buying a mask. And the mask that you get from Boomer Naturals is going to protect you with the nano silver technology, second to none. And it will last a month. You just rinse it out at night, and a little soap, rinse it out, leave it out, and you wear it the next day. And you are protected, and that's the most important thing. There are these paper-thin masks. Not good. Uh-uh. You're not protecting yourself, so why use them? All you got to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com. Every time that you buy one, they will donate one to charity. And, oh, by the way, it's 20% off when you put in promo code Granato. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
James been playing defense. I think if media people actually look at the numbers, since you guys like to look at numbers, look at them, and then you will see you'll get your answers. Because James defends, I think this notion of obviously in the past where he will lose his man and do different things, but he's improved. Not just for me being this year, but I've seen him improve on that side of things. I think he gets overlooked because he's such an exceptional offensive player. And you guys only see one thing. It's like, oh, he can't play defense. Well, that's not true.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, he made a play. Let's slow down. Now, I mean, it seemed like Mark Jones and Mark Jackson had him as a defensive player of the year.
Mark Jackson was bringing up, you know, the stuff with James that he knew was going to. They both were talking about it, and then when James made a play and they realized Rockets are moving on, it was almost like, we got to protect the product now. James is moving on. We got to. This is series. We got to make sure that people are hyped for this next series.
Thank God they won.
You saw James Harden make an impressive, unbelievable play. One of the great defensive plays in our times. Like they were going on and on about Mark. How about when Mark Jones goes, and let that be the end of the narrative that James Harden doesn't defend? Like, no, that's not the end of it. What are you talking about? He made a great play. He made a very good play. No, that's not the changing of – this doesn't make him an on-the-ball defender. What are y'all talking about?
No, they made it out like he was – he all of a sudden turned into –
That one play has changed history. Like, no, what? No, Mark, it didn't change history. What are you talking about?
It was a great play. It really was. It helped him win the game. It was just like the Dream blocking John Starks. I mean, except that won an NBA championship. This had him go on.
It allowed you to get to a game seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dream's block.
Right, right.
So, which was...
won you an NBA championship.
It was an NBA finals. It was a game six in the finals.
Right, right. This was different, but it was a great play. He made a great... We got to give him credit. He made a great play.
He really did.
Otherwise, the other... You know, 59 minutes and 58 seconds?
Well, 47 minutes.
Oh, right, right. 47 minutes and I can tell you, 58 we seconds?
It. Hold on a second.
The rest of it was he was not great. He wasn't. Hey, listen, thank God they won that game for his legacy.
Thank God
they won that game.
And he did make a couple drives to the rim in that fourth quarter and get to the bucket, which was good, which is a change. Missed one step back jumper, but that's fine compared to other fourth quarters.
Yeah, but his 1-for-9, his 17 points.
Oh, I'm not.
Which is, you know.
Defense! Defense! Defense!
If y'all want to keep on, he's missing, he's missed shots. He only made like 6 free throws. He only made 1-3. Yeah, keep on deflecting from the stopper. You know what? New nickname. No more beard. Stopper. The plug.
The plug.
The plug.
I don't know if
he sells drugs.
Plug.
No.
We get our drugs from him?
No. You get your defensive drugs. Yeah, you get your defensive. You want him to get you high with his defense?
I get high watching him play defense.
Defense? Yeah.
Defense!
You want the Thunder Sticks? I'll bring you the Thunder Sticks.
Well, I know 790.
I'm sorry, Lakers. I know
790's coming out with, okay, can we, James Harden, you see that defensive play?
Can we be done with this?
Well, we saw the Rockets official Twitter account. They're like, Harden defense was one of their tweets. I was like, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm down. Let's knock it off.
What about the other 47 minutes?
I mean, James is a better defender than he has been. So yeah. I don't want to completely destroy him, but
led the league in steals.
James doesn't drop down, drop his ass, and slide defensively.
That's
he's
true.
Not an on the ball. I'm going to slide with my man and try to stay in front of him defender.
He gives he's more effort than he's had in the past. We don't see the cut. We don't see the super cuts anymore of him just losing guys. But he's average, I guess.
What about the caller that said, I'm just happy because they look like they were trying?
El Frodo. Like, I'm just happy they tried.
Me
what?
Too.
It's better than other times.
It is progress. It is progress, that's for sure. 713, have you got thoughts? Hey, maybe you just got here and you hadn't heard us talking about the Rockets. Great game by Eric Gordon, which he needed after the first 6 games of this series, which he was crap. Great game by Covington. Did an unbelievable job. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Hey, good game by Jeff Green, too, hitting
threes. Jeff Green played well. You know, Russ, not so much.
Missed a couple layups late. But
James, not so much.
But when he saw James taking what appeared to be a backseat, he decided to take the game over. And, of course, I mean, I mentioned it before, let's give P.J. Tucker some credit for diversifying his game and making a runner that put them ahead.
Yeah. No, it was huge.
I thought he was going to turn... Oh.
Look at Lance. Shoulder herpes flaring up again.
Those herpes. You see?
I thought
his shoulder just got bigger.
We got bumps all over it.
Got a giant bump on his shoulder now.
Yeah.
shoulder herpes.
What an awful decision.
I thought he was
going to
turn it over once he got in the paint, because when's the last time he was on the move as a scorer?
It was rare.
When is the last time he put the ball on the ground and had to make a shot on the move? It's been since he's been a Rocket, has that happened? I mean, he's going to shoot from the corner. At one point, Mark Jackson called him. I think Mark called him the best shooter from the corner in the league, which is inaccurate. That's not inaccurate.
Has he made the most corner threes?
No. He was, yes. He is. If
the most shots or attempts and threes, maybe.
I think the best, was he best percentage or?
I don't know.
Can't be any chance, because that's all he ever shoots. And what did he shoot from three?
Or maybe the most. Maybe he's made the most threes.
He might have made the most
volume. Oh, I'll give you volume. You know what's crazy? Robert Covington, this year was his worst season as a three-point shooter since he's been in the league. You know, Covington actually has shot the ball fairly well. I'm at the point where I'll take 35.6%. But Covington actually has shot 39% from three, 37.8%. I mean, Covington may end up being a really good Daryl Morey addition. He's already been good.
Yeah.
He's already been good.
Oh, no, he's been a very positive addition.
No, without question. But, I mean, the playoffs, what he did, he had 2 points at half in the last game and then got red hot. Or was that in game five? That may have been in game five where he hit the six threes. No, it was in game five. Then he hit the six threes in the second half.
I just wish Daryl would have found Duncan Robinson. That's all. I mean, what the hell?
So in this playoff series.
Why? Because he's white?
In this playoff series, he's 24 of 48. Covington is shooting 50% from three. He's not 7 of 14. He's 24 of 48.
That's pretty good.
He's got 24 makes in that series. He had 24 makes.
Do you think Daryl felt like this was a win that felt like a loss, considering the winning basket came from a shot he hates?
What was the winning shot?
The winning shot was a runner in the lane. But
that ended up being the winning shot?
Yeah, that was a game-winning shot.
102 to 101.
God, there was no
other lead change after that.
Yeah, there was no basket after that.
It was so crappy after that.
Do you think?
Did you see somebody said, this is what the last 2 minutes looked like between Rockets, and they had a Tommy Boy gif where he's like, they're showing, who isn't Tommy Boy died?
Chris Farley?
Yeah. Chris Farley. They show Chris Farley. I'll show you the tweet. It was fantastic. By the way, you're getting a lot of stuff on your sideline reporter. A lot of tweets.
What?
Were people not fans of John's thoughts?
They just and shoulder herpes. Which well, I hope you're proud of that.
Sorry.
Yeah. What?
There's two people who hate you right now: the herpes community and orthopedic surgeons.
Well, yeah. PJ Tucker made after Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was wide open for a three to give the Thunder the lead. PJ Tucker made a runner to make it 103-102 with the 125 to go, and we had a Chris.
Yeah, Paul, I'm looking at
Schroeder missed jumper, Paul missed jumper.
Well, wait,
Harden.
Yeah,
Covington.
Eric Gordon lost ball turnover.
Yeah, Westbrook missed the layup.
Paul misses 7-foot pull up. That was the game right there.
Yeah,
Chris Paul missing that shot.
This guy said every player the last 2 minutes.
Right,
and it's got time. And then I get riled up and act like I get riled up like JoJo the Idiot Circus Clown, and it's and it's crazy Chris Farley. That is what the game looked like.
That did look like that. 26 seconds left. Russell Westbrook misses a 2-point shot. James Harden blocks with 4.8. Lugans Dort.
Yeah.
And then
Covington made one out of two.
And then Covington makes one free throw.
PJ Tucker made the game-winning shot on a runner that they don't like those guys shooting.
Do you think it's a loss to Daryl Morey?
No, I'm asking, does it feel a little dirty this win?
No.
Yes.
No.
He feels like it's like, I almost feel like I should have
count
this.
I don't think we deserved it.
Yeah.
I don't think we deserved it.
You guys are playing the wrong way. I'd rather you play the right way.
Is there any chance after play the wrong
five way passes? Five passes.
Is there any? Oh, Daryl Morey doesn't like five passes.
No, but he. But if you, it's the
it's
same
the
thing.
Opposite.
It's the opposite. But same. Listen, if we don't shoot a three, then we don't want to win.
Is there any chance Daryl Morey when he saw the make, he did like this? Damn it! What we just Daryl? We just
took the
we
lead.
Got the lead. We took the lead. Why are you mad?
We got to call him and ask him.
That's a low efficiency
shot for
him.
Are you pissed that that
hey,
won the game?
Text him. Hey, did that mid-range jumper feel a little dirty?
Oh, no. The Rockets front office are in their bag right now.
Why? Because they beat a team they're favored to beat?
Because now the haters on Twitter have to suck it.
Do they really?
Yep. Coming up next, Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer is going to join us. Talk some Rockets, some playoffs. He had a great article on D'Antoni and Morey and Harden and the Rockets' legacy. We will get with him in about 3 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save